Oh, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless the name of the Lord. I pray that it is also your confession on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I have decided to rejoice and be glad in it. A day I have never seen before, and when this day is gone, I will behold not to see it again. But while I'm in this day, while I'm in his time, while I'm in this season, I will bless the name of the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Mental and Love Notes 101. This is your girl, Pastor C.L. Suggs. I come to you and say greetings. I have grace and peace unto you. Kateris Kai Adarune. Grace and peace to you. I thank God that you are here with me, listening and tuning in. I thank you, wherever you may be around the globe. I say good morning. I say good evening to you, you and you. On today, I'm not going to be before you long, unless the Holy Spirit leads me a different way. But right now, I feel that I will not be on here for long. So, but as I've been pondering and I've been seeking God's face throughout the week, and he's just been taking me to different things. On Wednesday, he took me into the book of 1 Kings. And it was talking about that abundance of rain. And then today, he ended up taking me to Ezekiel 36. And I'm not going to read all the scripture because it's very lengthy, but I am going to touch on a very few. Verse 36 and 9. It said, "For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown." Verse 22 said, "Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sakes, which you have profaned among the heathens, whither you went." Verse 25 said, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you." 26, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them." 28 said, "And ye shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God." 31, it said, "Then shall ye remember your old evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I do this, says the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confound for your own ways, O house of Judah, your O house of Israel." 36, "And then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. And I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it." So if I can leave with you on anything today, the premise of the message or just the subject, whatever, subtopic, whatever, it'll be a miraculous regathering. A miraculous regathering. And if I could do a subtopic, it'd be simply new growth. A miraculous regathering. Subtopic, new growth. The chapter gives the opposite side to the judgment pronounced to Israel's enemies in the preceding chapter. While her enemies will be wiped out, Israel will receive the blessings of God. Her mountains will prosper, and her people will be regathered to this newly blessed land. Surely this will be a miraculous regathering by God of Israel to their land. For several times and many a times that I read in scripture, and I always put that to mean something of a stamp of approval. He said, I will gather you out of all countries. I will bring you into your own land. It will also be in a regathering in belief. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, says the Lord, and ye shall be clean. A new heart, not just any heart, a new heart. Also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will also save you. Talk about the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Truly, that scripture is speaking just that. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and he addeth no sorrow. He said, I will do all this. You don't have to look for somebody else to do it, because so many times we look for other people to do stuff for us and they fail us. We look for other people to do stuff for us and they make a mess out of it. But when God does, it's well done. It's well worked out. Nobody can do what he does. Nobody can comprehend how he comprehends. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways is higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But a miraculous regathering. He said, a new growth where you can bear fruit. For behold, look, I am for you, said God, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown. You shall be planted, you shall be plowed and sown in good soil. Not just any kind of soil, but good soil. Good soil. Then he began to say, therefore say unto you, the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I don't do this because of you. I don't do this because of who you are. I don't do it. God said, I am not doing it because of you. It's because of my holy name's sake, which have been profaned among the heathens, whether you went. It's because you have displayed my name and made my name look bad. He said, I'm not doing it because of you. I'm doing it because of who I am. The great I am. I'm doing it because of the great I am. I got to make my name great again. I got to make my name bright again. I got to make sure that people see who I am in the midst of all this. Not because of you, but because of who I am. He's going to put it back. He's going to make it right. So even in the midst of all that, God said, I got to do this. I got to clean up what you done messed up. So the miraculous regathering. He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. You shall be clean. Not just any kind of water. He said clean water. From all your filthiness. Because a lot of times people can look at you and what you did wrong. And people can look at you and what you said wrong. But then they never look at themselves and say, God, how can I deal with me? And then it's like when I ask people, when folks want to see you or hear you, tell them the truth. And then sometimes they can't handle it. He said, I will cleanse you from all the filthiness and from all your idols. Do you know what an idol is? It's anything that you have made a god. Anything that you have put over him, above him. He said, I will cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. Not that hardened heart. Sometimes we need to ask God to circumcise my heart that I can be as you called me to be. Because sometimes, it's truth be told, if we want to really understand who we are and be really true and transparent with who we are and start trying to fascade stuff, we can really see, God, deal with me. Help me. Let me see me. And then he said, I will put my spirit within you. Not just any spirit. He said, my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in the statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Not only will I put my spirit in you, but I need for you to walk according to my will and my way. And ye shall dwell in the land. And I give to your fathers that you shall be my people and I will be your God. So you're not just going for any kind of reason. You're going as my people and me as your God. Not you going to represent yourself, but you're going as my people and I'm your God. This shall ye remember. See, a lot of times Jesus said, even in the time when we do the Passover, do the breaking of the bread, the communion, he said, do this in remembrance of me. So you ought to be able to remember who it was that did it for you. Because see, some people, at least they forget. I did a podcast on that one time. At least you forget. People forget what the Lord had done for them. This shall ye remember your own evil ways. Not only do you forget, can you remember your evil ways? Can you remember them evil thoughts? Can you remember those evil deeds and doings? And God said they were not good. And then he said, you shall loathe. Loathe just means hate yourselves in your own sight, in your iniquities, and for your abominations. Can we just be true and own up to what we do? Can we be true and own up to what we do? Sometimes we get mad at people for seeing us for who we are. I don't want to see me for who I am. I don't want you to see me for who I am. So when you see me for who I am, I get mad at you rather than accepting it and seeing me for me. Again, God said it again in 32. He said, not for your sakes do I do this. I'm not doing it for you, says the Lord God. I'm not doing it for you. Be it known unto you, I'm not doing it for you, but ashamed and confounded your own ways. Oh, house of Israel. He said, but I got to do this for me. God, I got to clean up my own name. I got to make my name right again. First, God will deal with you before he answers the request. Can you think about it? In verse 37, it said, thus says the Lord God, I will yet for this inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. He said, I'm going to do it. But before he even got to 37, he said, I got to deal with you. First, God got to deal with you and how you are before he answers the request that you have asked, or what the thing that you have inquired of him. Even the desolate land, the part about I love about God in the regathering process, in the miraculous regathering process, is this. Even that once looked desolate, even that once looked dead, he said it'll become like the Garden of Eden. What people thought was dead, dry ground, what people thought was brown ground, guess what? It would become like the Garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. That means somebody's living there. Somebody can live in there because God calls it to flourish and God calls it to be new growth, to grow where it once was dead. Because those heathens, those people who wished your downfall and said all manner of evil. See, I love how it is that people can smile in your face until you kind of get on them. And then every time you try to come with their little subliminal messages and want to try to tell you about you in a parallel statement. But in the midst of it all, you can read real well and you understand what people are saying when they're saying it. But in the midst of it, God said, I'm going to still show the heathens about them. I'm going to still show those people about them. Because until God show us and allow us to look at the man in the mirror, we're going to keep blaming everybody else. He said, I will increase them with men like flock. So God said, I'm going to cause it to be more. I'm going to cause it to flourish. He said, I have spoken it and I'm also going to do it. I've spoken it and I'm also going to do it. Who can even compare it to our God? Who can tell him that he can't do something? God said, if I said it, I'm going to do it. He said, when I can swear by no other, I swore by myself. So in the midst of this situation, God said, I'm going to cause a miraculous regathering, but I also got to purge some stuff. I'm going to cause a miraculous regathering, but I also got to purify some stuff. I'm going to cause a miraculous gathering, but I also got to pull you closer to me so that you won't get sidetracked and distracted and unfocused. It's going to be a miraculous gathering. God is causing some things to grow.
God is causing some things to be tilled and sown. He's causing some things to be plowed and planted. He said, but I got to cause some things to move. Everybody can't have assets in this season and time that you're in. Everybody's not going to understand the process. Thank you for speaking the word, but some folks was only speaking a word to come with a negative word. But through it all, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in me. And when God promised something, nobody in this world nor in hell can stop what God has already promised. He said, you shall bear fruit and your fruit shall remain. You shall bear fruit and your fruit shall remain. When I said that a while ago about, you know, have people speak over you, but then some of them speak over you, but they speak negative about you after whatever situation. Verse 6 said, prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel and say unto the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, thus says the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and my fury because you have borne the shame of the heathen. You have borne the shame of the heathen. Even to the point, he said, therefore prophesy, verse 3 said, therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God, because they have made you desolate. Oh my God. He said, some people have called you and made you desolate and swallowed you up. Basically said you won't going to ever amount to anything. Basically said it wasn't ever going to be anything about your life. Even mocked you, mocked everything about you, even mocked down to your business and your ministry. He said, these are the same people, he said, desolate and swallow you up on every side that you might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen. Basically saying you are nothing. But he said, and you are taken up in the lips. You are taken up in the lips of talkers. You are taken up. He said, you are basically taken up in the lips of talkers and are an infamy of the people. Basically, you are slander of the people. People have slandered your name. People have said all manner of evil against you because you speak truth. People have said this and that about you because you're not willing to just let anything ride and go. People have made accommodations for everybody else. But when you see and you know it's wrong, then you stand up for it. If we're not going to be equal, then don't do anything unequal. Folks have scattered your name, slandered your name. Lips of talkers. This is not my word. This is the word of the living Lord, the living word of God. People have slandered your name. But God said, I'm getting ready to make it good. A miraculous regathering. And when God regathers something, it's going to be regathered whole, well, and healed and delivered. The prophecy that was spoken in the book of Ezekiel indicates that Israel will be regathered in the land before she is reborn spiritually. Oh, my Lord. The restoration here prophesied then will be both physical and spiritual. This is not just physical, but it's going to be physical and spiritual. The prophecy that Ezekiel is talking about here indicates that Israel will be regathered in the land before she is reborn spiritually. So that means God got to do something physically as well as spiritually. But he's going to do it physically first so people will know that it's his name. He's stamping the approval on it. He's sealing it with his name. He's displaying his name. He said, I don't do it. Even we read it several times. He said, I don't do this because of you. He said, I do it because of my name. I got to make my name right. Because you're professing and proclaiming my name, so I got to make my name good. A new heart and a new spirit. But God said, let those that talk, talk. He's going to deal with the talkers. He's going to deal with the haters. He's going to deal with those who slander your name. He's going to deal with that. He said, some battles is not even for you to fight. You got other things to worry about. You have other things to worry about. And I, just like I preached on Sunday, and I'll say it again, and I'll reaffirm it again. He's basically saying, you don't have time to throw your pearls before swine. Those that take it, those who receive it, to God, grace and peace. Those who don't, they are rejecting their own way. They are rejecting their own help. We have to keep moving. We have to keep going. We have to keep being about our Father's business. In spite of how I feel in certain situations, in spite of how I want to say certain things, there's a time and a season to be silent, and there's a time and season to be able to speak. But we have to make sure we've been following or been led by Holy Spirit and not us. Because even in this scripture here, that God said, I'm getting ready to give you a new heart and a new spirit. That lets me know there was a spirit there that God was not pleasing to him. There was a spirit there that was not acceptable to him. Before God, there was a heart and a spirit that was not acceptable to him. So, Father, I thank you for giving your people a new heart and a new spirit. Father, I thank you for the miraculous regathering. God, I thank you that it will not just be physical, God, but it will also be spiritual. God, I thank you for the rebirthing of your people, God. I thank you for doing a new work in us, God. I thank you, God, for planting us and sowing us, tilling the ground, God, where you want us to be sown. God, I bless your name for doing a miraculous thing in your people's lives. God, I thank you that you ain't doing it for us, God, but you're doing it because of your name, God. And we are a people who said that Abba Father is our Father. So God said, I got to make it right. I got to display my name to make it right. So Father, we thank you for doing the thing that you're doing, the great thing that you are, the great work that you are doing even in our lives. God, I thank you for you dealing with us before you even deal with anything we inquire of you or request of you. Father, we thank you for continuing to allow us to be the people that you're calling for in the last and evil days. A beacon of light. Sit on the mountaintop that cannot be hid. Father, we say thank you, and we love you, and we honor you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. You have even said in your word, if I, the Lord, have spoken it, I will do it. Thank you, Father, for making it good. In Jesus' name, amen. Just continue to trust God in the process, trust him in the tilling, trust him in the purging. I'm telling you, when God starts purging and pruning and purifying, it doesn't feel good, but I promise you it's going to work for your good. It's going to work for your good. God's going to open your eyes to some things. God's going to open your eyes to you, God, because you're going to be first partaker. But God is going to open your eyes to you so that you can be a better person in the kingdom of God. So you can be better. He ain't doing it for you, but he's doing it because you carry his name, and his name carries weight. So we thank God for you. We ask you to continue to go back and read the scripture and get revelatory insight for what Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And continue to trust God in the midst of all this, because God is still good and his mercy endures forever. Hey, if you don't remember anything else, remember God loves you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he, whoever believes in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hey, be in that whosoever club, because that whosoever club can get you some things, some assets in the kingdom of God. Trust way when you don't understand way. All right, peace and love. This is your girl, Prophet C.L. Suss.